With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli troops mistakenly shot three hostages to death in a battle-torn neighborhood of Gaza City, and an Israeli strike killed a Palestinian journalist in the south of the besieged territory. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the killing of three Israeli hostages by Israeli forces is heartbreaking.
The Israelis will certainly take a look at this, and I'm sure they will do the forensics and to try to figure out how this happened.
Kirby also says the U.S. cannot say if Israel is intentionally targeting journalists.
In an ongoing dynamic conflict such as this, we are not going to make ourselves judge and jury over every single airstrike and every single kinetic event that happens on the battlefield.
Israeli troops have been engaged in fierce fighting with Hamas terrorists in recent days. A ballistic missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels has slammed into a cargo ship in the Red Sea that followed another attack only hours earlier that struck a separate vessel.
The missile attack on the MSC Palladium 3 and the earlier assault on the Al Jazeera escalate a maritime campaign by the Iranian-backed Houthis. John Storpert with the International Chamber of Shipping says cargo vessels will, however, still take the vital route that's been under attack. Storpert's hoping for a more robust naval presence in the Red Sea's strategic Bab el-Mandeb Strait. The attacks also endanger ships travelling through a vital corridor for cargo and energy shipments for both Europe and Asia from the Suez Canal out to the Indian Ocean. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 56 points, the Nasdaq rose 52, the S&P 500 down a fraction. This is SRN News. The dance world is grappling with transgenderism.
A boy who is living as a girl has finished first in an Irish step dancing competition in Texas, making him eligible to compete against females in international championships. The boy had previously performed as a male in other Irish dancing competitions. Many parents have been complaining about the presence of a boy in competitions strictly limited to girls. No word on what the governing bodies of the shows will decide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawyers for a spiritual advisor to an Alabama inmate scheduled to be executed have filed suit. They argue that restrictions on how close the advisor can get to the inmate in the death chamber are hostile to religion. Pastor Jeff Hood says he was asked to sign a form agreeing to stay 3 feet away from Kenneth Smith's gas mask for safety reasons. Smith's execution would be the nation's first using nitrogen gas. It'll be administered through the gas mask placed over his nose and mouth. This is SRN News. Former First Lady Melania Trump spoke at a naturalization ceremony at the National Archives headquarters in Washington Friday. During the naturalization ceremony, the former First Lady says being an American citizen comes with great responsibilities.
It means actively participating in the democratic process and guarding our freedom. It also means leading by example and contributing to our society. It is a life-altering experience that takes time, determination, and sometimes even tremendous strength.
Born in Slovenia, Trump became a naturalized U.S. citizen in 2006 after marrying former President Donald Trump in 2005. She said, knowing the meaningful words of our Constitution's preamble will empower you. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.